So far, soul coughing has not yet found the science. But you can find that tune on Hello So, their latest album.
Who let Ray... Who, Sanders!
Get him.
What?
He disappeared into a cloud of smoke.
How did he do it? Mark!
Damn it.
Why don't we have that technology here at WEFT?
Do you really want to know why?
No.
Okay.
Left that huge gaping hole in the ceiling.
I thought people here did regularly disappear into puffs of smoke.
I'm a jerk. Yeah. I hate that Sanders guy, that DJ Sanders guy. I hate him.
But that was track 13.
Ah, see? Take that back.
I hate DJ Randy Sanders. What?
That was track 13. Good morning, Zookeeper. From LSO by Soul Coughing Horror, a phenomenal band, and you should own their material. They're still dealing with it over there.
I got a piece of plaster of Paris in my eye from what's plaster of Paris doing in this.
DJ Randy Sanders blasted through.
I don't know.
To go and form the rest of the
like
morning.
The cover of Ray Gun, Naked Ray Gun in here for a minute. Seriously. The tuxedo and the jetpack and the gun and the martini and I. Jeff,
you were
Piazza was.
You were quietly front here. You soiled yourself.
I did.
You lactated. Which I found surprising.
I lactated and soiled myself. So who put this fur?
A party
here?
Trick.
All right. Anyway.
What we're gonna do for you now is a very special segment. You see, most people think that our life solely consists of, you know, sending out, you know, bits of comedy and advice over the airwaves to people like you who need it so direly. But we actually have another job, you know. We do freelance underwriting for a lot of companies. They come to us, they call us up, and they say, what gels like, crew? My product isn't selling that well. Or what gels like, crew? I have this new product, and I'm just kind of concerned that not many people are going to buy it. Can you take it into your masterful hands and mold it into a work of art that the public will just eat up like a bowl of cherries? And we say yes, and sometimes we say no, but the ones we say yes to, besides them being more aesthetic than, well, a room full of...
Beep! Oh, Matt, you can't say that on the radio.
Don't worry, I got the beep.
God.
Then... We come up with a little ditty, a little jingle, a little, you know, commercial, a little ad spot to do on our show. Subsequently, we air it on our show. They get the publicity they need. They get the ad campaign that sells items, makes a profit. Everybody's happy. We make billions of dollars in the process. So what we're going to do for you now is give you a little taste of some of the products that we actually do underwrite for and maybe some of the ideas that we're working on. Here in the What Gels Like Underwriters. All right, our first product. First product actually is very relevant to us. We heard this product came to us. This is by Bose. This is a Bose kind of product, and they came to us. And
Bose manufacturers of the acoustic wave machine.
Acoustic wave machine.
Great sound equipment.
Speakers, stuff like that. And so we were interested, because obviously we deal in all things audio here at What Gels Like. So Bose said to us and said, we've got a new product. We want the peeps to buy. And we know that you're the peeps to mold our ad campaign because you're the peeps that know audio. And we said, hell's motherfreaking yeah, we know audio. So they said to us, here's the prototype. It's not really done. It still needs some work, but maybe in the process of you guys coming up with an ad campaign for it, you can work on, you know, actually finishing the final model. So we got back to the, you know, the What Shell's like little product creativity room. It's actually just a room with lots of silly posters, and it's padded, and it's got beanbag chairs and a Sega PlayStation. We opened the
patio footnote. No, you don't have a Sega PlayStation. we have the only one. Sega PlayStation. Think about that, huh? Huh? And it's right next to our Nintendo TurboGrafx 16. Which is right next to our ColecoVision 2600. End audio footnote.
See, these are the perks we get from being out of What Shells Like Crew. And so what inside was this pair of headphones. They look pretty normal. Kind of big headphones that, you know, encompass your whole ear when you put them on and stuff. They look kind of stylish. They had that new, like, cool, high-tech gray going on, and they were sleek looking, and they were compact. But we read the little handbook that came with it, and apparently what Bose is looking for is an interactive headphone. Now, this is a headphone that every sound you kind of listen to through your speakers and through CDs, and when you're listening to this, very much engaged the listener in the sounds. So, depending on what kind of sounds were coming out, it would emulate an appropriate response that would kind of help the listener really grasp what the music was going for in a kind of 3D, real, you know, visceral sense. You know what I mean? So, in other words, if you were listening to, like, say, Beethoven or something, you would actually get bows jabbing you in, you know, in the temple and stuff like that, from the violins and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Pricking sensations, actual blood bleeding from your temples.
If you were listening to, say, Gesture Brazil, you might get this cute little girl with a pair of braids and tight little jeans, and she might kiss you and then tell you she didn't ever want to see you again.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, were you listening to, like, Guar?
You would get a huge throbbing phallus in the ear, which I think we all want. So basically, Bo said to us, I know this is a little edgy, this is a little ahead of its time, you know, this is kind of like a concept model, but we think that we can push it on the market now because people are wanting bigger and better things with their audio. They're spoiled by pop culture, they're spoiled by music, they're jaded with everything, and they want something bigger and better and something they can feel.
And we said, take this product and take it up a notch. That's what we're doing as the millennium approaches. We're taking it up a notch. And so we sent it back to the labs. They came back, this amazing new attachment. Now, this doesn't work with all groups for obvious reasons, but if you're a fan of, say, you know, 70s classic rock or 80s hair metal, you're going to love this attachment. Because what it does, not only is the sound broadcast, you know, just is so real, it's like you're there in the recording studio, it actually broadcasts the musicians to you. Now, this only works with, you know, musicians who are out of break, such as REO Speedwagon. You put on REO Speedwagon's greatest hits, put it on, press play, REO Speedwagon are there in the room.
Bam,
with
it's
you.
Like, help me, Obi-Wan, help me kind of stuff, you know?
Right
there in your field of vision, in your freaking living room.
I have to say, just as a personal testimony before we even get to, you know, what we came up with, is I recently listened to Nelson's first album, the one that has Can't Live Without Your Love and Affection, Matthew and Gunnar Nelson, sons of Rick Nelson. Ricky Nelson. They were there with their long, flowing, blonde locks, and they looked just like they did in 87 when mm-hmm. they were hot. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, it was extreme. I listened to extreme.
And you're holding out the most beautiful part of the experience, and
they
you should tell
me?
The people that, and you were completely naked.
I was completely naked.
Well, the fact that you can listen to Gunnar and Matthew Nelson crooning their beautiful love songs in the comfort of your own bedroom while you're completely, completely, utterly naked is really a breakthrough that only Bose can be accredited with.
Now, we want you to say that they have put a safety feature in. This does not work with Mariah Carey. This will not work with...
certain divas are not included in the
no,
little
in
programming
the package.
Pack.
You can't mm-hmm. work with... You know, you're not going
to
get...
Well, Celine. It's got to be a musician who's willing to be broadcast over the airwaves.
Right,
you know?
So you can get, like, say...
Vanilla Ice.
Tiffany.
Hot Rider Boards.
Snow. They're both. Debbie Gibson is often available.
Yeah, often, except when she's doing those Broadway mm-hmm. things.
MC Hammer is still maintaining certain illusions about his status, his touchability, and as a result, he won't come over.
Snow, you had a really good experience with Snow in your room, didn't you?
Yeah, it started off a little shaky, so I broadcast Snow into my living room. It was towards the tail end of a party that I was throwing, and it was just kind of me and some buddies, and Snow came in, and all his glory, he was really a flurry, you know, and... He came in rapping, he has his little glasses and his hair, and he had a big leather 8-ball jacket on, which I was really appreciating. But there was...
It just went kind of sour.
It did.
You know, it like, your friend Hank was telling him to slow down,
mm-hmm.
you know, could you please
there
slow
was
down, I don't understand.
Definitely a communication gap between the two of us. We couldn't see eye to eye. We thought we were paying for this kind of experience so that we could actually understand the man and communicate with him and kind of, you know, chew the fat... Snow was, you know, Mr. Cold, professional, I'm a rap star, don't touch me, I don't care, the fact that I'm a washed-up guy who doesn't speak English, I'm here to do my thing, so it was really kind of removed from the whole, and we weren't jiving at first, and kind of left us kind of feeling awkward, but I guess that's the nature of Snow.
Yeah.
It leaves you cold and out of sorts.
Slightly wet.
Slightly wet.
Licky boom boomed.
All the way down. So, you know, you take your chance. He's always available, though, so I guess that's why we went for him first.
Yeah.
When he gets off shift at McDonald's, he usually works about till 10 o'clock, and then he goes home. So the hour's from, like, 10 to 12 before, you know.
So we've got this amazing new Bose stereo, and we had to come up with an ad campaign for it. We sat down there at the table. We didn't come out of the room until we had something. We had a lot of things brought into us. Horrors, Coke, milkshakes, Sega PlayStation games.
Horror Coke milkshakes.
Oh, boy.
Those are the best. You know, and you can't get those to the drive-thru at Steak and Shake. You got to go in and order them, which I think is really a pain in the ass.
I do, too.
It's like specialty homemade milkshakes, you know, hand-packed.
That was my fault. I opened up the audio footnote parallel to him, so don't get mad at him. Audio footnote. Where's my cake? An audio footnote.
So we took a look at this thing. We said, this is possibly dangerous, but the kids love danger.
They do. They like an element of the... an element of the bizarre.
They like a good nipple tweaking here and there.
They're
not adverse to it.
They're
the older generations don't touch my nipples. These generations, my nipples are your me nipples, su nipples. I think is the motto.
And they're not, you know, they're not afraid of, you know, a little phallus smacking.
A little phallus wanking. If that's what your thing is.
With those thoughts running through our heads, this is what we came up with.
You got the touch! You got the power! This is awesome, man. Listening to the Transformers, the movie soundtrack, and that guy, whoever he is right here.
Wow. He got a little fat.
You got the power!
That's cool, though. Maybe he'll transform
for us.
You got
the touch! Oh, would you like me to transform?
Yes.
Yes. Ow! How did he get his ankle behind his head?
I'm now a sailboat. Okay, transform back. Okay, now he's just a washed-up rock star again. Hey, why don't we put on a... Why don't we put on a little Whitney Houston?
Yeah.
Turn the lights down low. New from Bose. So that's it. We thought we'd go with, like, kind of the minimalist approach.
Uh-huh.
Kind of leave people thinking, wondering, going on to try it out.
TV's into this whole realism thing. They want slices of life. They don't want this kind of slices of Hollywood, you know, mocking life or
unless
pretending
mine,
to be life.
If I can get a slice of Hollywood heavy on the Joanna Going, I'll be all about that.
Absolutely.
Yum, yum.
But otherwise, they want something very straightforward and reflective of, you know, what they do in their normal life.
Indicative.
Indicative, if you will.
We hope Bose enjoys that commercial, and we hope you enjoy that product.
Mm-hmm.
Next product that we have that we were asked to come up with a commercial for was for somebody we've done a lot of business for, Frito-Lay Corn Chips. We've had a long relationship with them. You know,
long, torrid.
And yeah, I mean,
there's
been ups and downs.
Heated.
Those pictures of Frito-Lay.
Really quite dangerously perverse relationship with Frito-Lay's.
Truman Capote back in the day.
Corn chips.
So, what we were asked to do, they've got yet another new brand of chips coming out. A whole new line of chips. They're based on a very interesting idea. A lot of people out there like to sit down and watch the football game with their buddies. But a little later on in the evening, they eat too much bean dip with their chips, and they got gas. Oh, no. You know, they're farting up a night. Farting up a storm. And it's not pleasant. You know, you enjoy the time eating the chips, hanging with the buddies, but you don't enjoy the aftermath. And frankly, a lot of those people, they just want the good, and they got kind of an attitude going on in their heads, you know. And what this new revolutionary line of chips is going to do is give these people crap that actually smells like roses. A lot of people, you know, look at these snotballs and say, oh, you think your beep smells like roses.
Right.
Yeah, you think it'll stink, you know. But actually, this is going to allow them the ability to excrete roses. When they sit down on the toilet, roses will come out.
Painful on the way out, I would think.
Yeah,
it proves the point.
Yeah, I ate an entire bag of these just because my mom was getting on me because I wouldn't clean up my room.
Well, now you're, you know, your ass is the size of Denver, I guess.
And it's a mile high.
It is a mile high.
And it's
high.
A popular ski resort.
Weird. How's that working out for you? Is that bringing in the paychecks?
The lift, we had a lift problem. We had a girl get killed. It was pretty horrible.
Well, you know, ski at your own risk, I think.
Well, right. You know,
it's never been a safe sport, really.
You know, every once
in
a while,
your butthole
I get some pimples on my
safer,
ass.
Really.
And we don't always
just
get
moguls. You know?
Exactly, we don't always get the mogul warning out. So this girl was up on the top. I hadn't checked my ass for pimplage. Hadn't put out the mogul warning. She hit a mogul, and let's just say we haven't found her. We sent in a Cotton Owl rescue team.
We'll keep her in our prayers.
Yeah.
Audio footnote. WEFT's What Jail Is Like, the only show, the only station with the guts to broadcast something that freaking gross. An audio footnote.
So my pimply butt is doing really well.
If you want to call it guts, sure.
Well, I guess, you know, I'm surprised people don't have more acne on their butts. It's covered all the time. It's
You're
probably sweaty. You're sitting on it. It's moving, it's rubbing, the pores are, you know, there's pores back there, it's skin.
There's pores, it's skin.
There's nothing to be ashamed of. You got pimples on your butt, get a Stridex pad. It's all good.
God, even I've turned the radio off now.
Mark is a walkling pimp, a walkling pimply ass.
Hey, that was too far.
We were talking about our
Frito-Lays.
Yes. New Frito-Lay product.
Well, I think it's great. For years I've had chronic gas, lethal almost.
Audio
I've been
footnote.
Put in jail for several years.
Audio footnote. Wait, now what do I do? Close that audio. End audio footnote. Okay, good. I almost had the event horizon of an audio footnote black hole here. And it's too dense to survive. I forgot even what I was going to say. I had to crisis manage, so I'm just going to back out now and audio footnote.
Yeah, like I said, noxious emissions that kept me behind bars for many years.
Took him a really long time to get his emission sticker.
It did. I kept
putting
failing
that tube
the
up
test.
There.
So, I think this is a great product, because there's people like me who could really appreciate it,
mm-hmm.
who would like to once again love someone and have them love me and not discriminate against me because of my fatal odors, and have friends once again. Maybe go to my friend's house without, you know, setting his couch on fire and, you know, killing any household pets or plants that might be around.
What Matt doesn't
old
want to tell you is that
weak
his friends used to keep they'd buy a new canary every week, and that's how they knew it was time for Matt to go. When the canary died, it was time for Matt to leave.
That's right.
So this is a product aimed right at you.
Right at me. So I'm a target demographic, and I'm thinking, what would I like to see for an advertising campaign? Well, first of all, I don't want to make people with this problem feel excluded, feel like, you know, this is a problem they need to fix. I want to kind of turn it around and make it look like you're the lucky ones that get to use this product. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Kind of like with the herpes commercials where they kind of trying to make you think it's hip to have herpes and it's okay and it's a 90s thing.
It's not hip to have herpes?
Oh, you know, it's subjective.
All right, I'll be right back. I gotta make a phone call.
But you know what I mean? Like, and they try to make, hey, it's cool. It's the 90s. I can take 42 pills a day and it'll be cool. I don't have to tell my partner. We can go out for coffee and have a baguette. Kind of thing. So we're turning around, much like that. Switching around, saying, you got gas that smells that bad. You want roses to come flying out of your ass? Eat our chips. And so we originally agreed upon that as just the basic slogan. We thought it was real, it was hard, you know, it was raw.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was a little too wordy. It was a little too bulky to kind of, you know, put on the bag and to put in the commercials and stuff like that. So finally we came up with this little radio ditty, which we'll just play for you.
Go, 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 go.
Oh, guys, I'm sorry. I got so excited about the touchdown and Veranda's bean dip was so delicious tonight.
Oh,
Al,
Eric.
I know, Al.
These are my new jeans.
I'm sorry.
My new jeans.
Well, it's just, okay, they do smell pretty bad.
And my thigh stings.
Hey, Aaron, what chips are you eating over there anyway?
Well, I'm just eating some plain old corn chips, guys.
Ah, jeepers.
Would you look at this guy?
Look at this guy.
You let him in your house and he's eating regular...
Haven't you heard the news?
What?
No longer do you need to get the stinky poops from corn chips.
No longer, man. That day is dead. We are on the horizon of a new day, man, where a new chip is taking over the scene, and you know what I mean?
So
it's right for people like you and me.
Take a handful out of this bowl of chips. It's new Frito-Lay. Your it don't stink.
Ooh, hint of roses.
All right, let it rip.
Okay, guys. Hold on, let me brace myself. Oh, your poor canary.
Sorry, look at Noah.
Hey.
See, fresh cut.
You excreted roses.
It's like Veranda's garden.
I just blew a bunch of rose petals out against the
You're
wall.
You're bleeding all over the cushion of the couch. That's okay.
But it's red like roses.
A little
30
spotty
minutes
bleeding.
Later.
Okay. Darling, did you forget our anniversary?
Hold on a minute, honey. Wink, wink. Watch this, guys. There you go, honey!
Oh, roses!
New Frito-Lay. Yo, it don't stink corn chips.
So we got that. Rough and ready and raw. Ready
hey, guys, guys, I'm sorry. Just real quick, do you have anybody, do you guys know anybody who would need 30 pounds of herp? Because I thought it was hip, so I ordered some. I tried to cancel, but they said they got to deliver it, and I don't want it. So do you know anybody who'd be up for...
That was really 98, man.
Well, I got this 30 pounds of herp. I need to... If you want 30 pounds of herp...
You can maybe push it in front of the hometown pantry.
If you want 30 pounds of herp, call...
359-9338
during the next break.
Spar anything asks if you can, in fact, spar something.
Ooh, give me 30 pounds of herp.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll put it to good use. So Frito-Lays is happy with us once again. We are their, you know... They're sugar daddies when it comes to ad campaigns, quite frankly.
We have underwritten. In fact, you could say that we have underwrote. Well, actually, we overwrote the underwriting. Or, well, we didn't really overwrite it. In fact, we just transcended the...
He's underfed. You know,
he's looking kind of pale